results from parental stress or parental substance abuse. Help put an end to this tragedy now. Report what you know to your local authorities. This message from Fort Collins Radiator Shop, 417 Jefferson Street in Fort Collins. For all your radiator repair needs, they have 47 years of experience, family-owned and operated. Call 970-482-6783. That's 482-6783. On the air, because they care.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the American Freedom Network, and as usual on Friday morning we have Andrew Skousen to go over the world affairs brief prepared by his dad, Joel Skousen, about the events that are unfolding in the world today. And ladies and gentlemen, we are on the very brink of dramatic changes, certainly in the Middle East, in the Near East, here in the United States. I believe we're on the brink of some sort of a conflict over there in the Middle East, whether it'll be Israel and Iran, whether it'll be Israel and one of its neighbors, whether it'll be a major civil war in Egypt. That whole area is certainly teetering on the brink of collapse. And, of course, this involves Saudi Arabia, too. There's a great deal of unrest there. And, of course, if the oil were cut off from Saudi Arabia, it would have serious consequences here in the United States. Well, go right ahead, Andrew. Bring us up to date. What are we going to be talking about this morning?
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Certainly. So the big story this week is, if you don't have anything to hide, you should still worry. The idea that if you've done nothing wrong, you have nothing to worry about, clearly is not true anymore. It was based upon the premise that government can't arrest you without cause, and if they did, the courts would defend you and sanction them. But that's no longer true. Even as the U.S. media is filled with intentional leaks of minor quote-unquote mistakes by the NSA and some thousands of quote-unquote unintended violations of our privacy, which leave the impression that spying is no big deal or it doesn't affect me, we learn of the police state tactics used to intimidate journalists working to uncover the real story behind domestic spying. This week, British police illegally applied anti-terrorism laws to detain Glenn Greenwald's Brazilian partner, David Miranda, for 9 hours at the London Heathrow Airport without any terror link whatsoever. They violated his privacy, property, and right to travel, all supposedly in the name of terror. The trouble is, journalism isn't terrorism, and being the mere domestic partner of a journalist doesn't meet that criteria of that law either. What is really disturbing is that the government clearly doesn't care what the restrictions of the law are. They do what they want to do, and the courts are letting them get away with it. This kind of collusion affects everyone's liberty, even though you may not realize it until you get detained for no reason at all. David Miranda did nothing wrong. Still, he was detained, and no court will side with him as long as the state can throw out the excuse of national security against terror. Here's what happened according to his own account, speaking with The Guardian. Miranda said the authorities in the UK had pandered to the US in trying to intimidate him and force him to reveal the passwords to his computer and mobile phone. They were threatening me all the time, saying I would be put in jail if I didn't cooperate, said Miranda. They treated me like I was a criminal or someone about to attack the UK. It was exhausting and frustrating, but I knew I wasn't doing anything wrong. Joel comments, he should have refused to talk and let them put him in jail, which would have strengthened his case against them. Continuing the Guardian quote, Miranda, a Brazilian national who lives with Greenwald in Rio, was held for the maximum time permitted under Schedule 7 of the Terrorism Act 2000, which allows officers to stop, search, and question individuals at airports, ports, and border areas. Joel says, but only if suspected of terrorist intent or actions, which police admitted was not the case. Continued the quote. During that time, he said he was not allowed to call his partner, who is a qualified lawyer in the U.S., nor was he given an interpreter, despite being promised one because he felt uncomfortable speaking in his second language. I was in a totally different country with different laws in a room with seven agents coming and going who kept asking questions. I thought anything could happen. I thought I might be detained for a very long time, he said. He was on his way back from Berlin, where he was ferrying materials between Greenwald and Laura Portois, the U.S. filmmaker who has been working on stories related to the NSA files released by U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden. Miranda was seized almost as soon as his British Airways flight touched down on Sunday morning. His carry-on bags were searched, and, he says, police confiscated a computer, two pen drives, an external hard drive, and several other electronic items. They got me to tell them the passwords for my computer and mobile phone, Miranda said. They said I was obliged to answer all their questions and use the words prison and station all the time. He was offered a lawyer, but not one of his own choice, and a cup of water, but he refused both because he did not trust the authorities. Joel says, or the lawyer they would provide, good call. The questions, he said, were relentless about Greenwald, Snowden, Portois, and a host of other apparently random subjects. Unable immediately to find a flight back for him to Rio, Miranda says the Heathrow police then escorted him to passport control so he could enter Britain and wait there. It was ridiculous, he said. First they treat me like a terrorist suspect, then they are ready to release me into the UK. Joel says this proves they had nothing on him relative to terror. Although he believes the British authorities that were doing the bidding of the U.S., Miranda says his view of the U.K. has completely changed as a result of the experience. You can't go to a country where they have laws that allow the abuse of liberty for nothing, he said. End of the Guardian quote. Joel says, dutiful denials by U.S. government spokesmen are almost laughable nowadays. The White House claims the U.S. did not ask the British to question Miranda. Josh Earnest told reporters at a White House briefing, this is something they did independent of our direction. Nonsense, I say, says Joel. The U.S. and Brits are in daily secret discussions about how to capture Snowden or to find out how much Snowden knew and what he gave to Greenwald. The Brits gave a partial truth admission by saying they gave their U.S. counterparts a heads up before detaining the partner of American journalist Glenn Greenwald, Brazilian David Miranda. Both the U.S. and British governments are starting to use any excuse, however remotely connected to terror, such as reporting on U.S. spying, to arrest and detain people. Once again, if judges won't put officials in jail for this, it will never stop. And they won't because they, too, are co-opted by the system or are willing participants in the control system. Joel says, I predict it will only get worse. We are being conditioned by these incidents to expect more in the future without protest. Now, many people might think that with all of the slew of news stories that are out there in the media now, that perhaps things are starting to turn around in our direction. But in fact, all of the news stories are in fact a pacification campaign aimed at keeping Americans unconcerned about domestic spying. Let's look at a few of these articles. We'll start with an article by the Wall Street Journal, which purported to bring out more facts to light in recent weeks. Quote, the National Security Agency's surveillance network has the capacity to spy on 75% of all U.S. Internet traffic. Citing current and former NSA officials for the 75% figure, the paper reported that the agency can observe more of Americans' online communications than officials have publicly acknowledged.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Andrew Skelton as we talk about the impending police state.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! If you own a firearm, it's important to have proper training. Or if you're considering purchasing a firearm for self-defense, it's important to know the right person to train with. Josh at D&M TAC is a federally licensed firearms dealer, certified NRA instructor with a great firearms training course. Want more confidence with the operation of your firearm or to increase your precision and advance your level of training? This is the place. The hands-on in-depth classroom curriculum includes 4 hours of extensive range practice and basic firearms training. malfunction training, self-defense mindset, concealment training, and more, all at the greatest value in the gun training industry. If you want to learn proper firearm skills the right way, the first time, and want to surpass your current skill level, Josh at D&M TAC has the firearms training course for you. This course also qualifies you to apply for concealed carry permit and for advanced training. Beginner or advanced, tactical or defense, call 720-323-2534. That's 720-323-2534 and ask Josh about your KHNC listener discount.
We the people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, to ordain and establish this Constitution.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the American Freedom Network, and our guest this morning, Andrew Skousen, and we're talking about the impending police state. It's all being done in the name of protecting us from the wicked terrorists. Ladies and gentlemen, this whole world terrorist movement was established many years ago when MI6, British Intelligence, began funding the Muslim Brotherhood of Sunni. The CIA took it over following the Second World War, covered in a book we carry called The Devil's Game. And it is The Devil's Game. We're funding this world terrorist movement and then using it as a justification so that we can establish a police state here, monitor literally all the telephone calls and emails and faxes, not only here but throughout the world as we move towards that prophesied one world government under the new coming one world leader. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. This week, the Wall Street Journal apparently came out with a big piece about how the government is spying on 75% of all U.S. internet traffic. But in fact, it's one of many pieces out there to put the public to sleep about it. For instance, most people, after reading Edward Snowden's revelations, came to the assumption that the government was indeed spying on almost all of the internet activity. So this actually softens that opinion. And the Wall Street Journal apparently clearly buys into the government's claim that they aren't using all of that capacity. Quote, "The NSA's system of programs that filter communications, achieved with the help of telecommunications companies, is designed to look for communications that either start or end abroad, or happen to pass through the U.S. between foreign countries. However, the officials told the journal that the system's reach is so broad that it is more likely that purely domestic communications will be intercepted as a byproduct of the hunt for foreign ones," end quote. They infer thus that there are filters on the front end of the process, but in fact there aren't. They collect everything coming down the fiber optic cables, and then they filter, sort, and store anything in a wide range of categories, most of which have nothing to do with terror. Terrorism is just the excuse that covers for the beginning process. Continuing with the Wall Street Journal, the NSA defended the program in a statement to Fox News, quote, "NSA's signals intelligence mission is centered on defeating foreign adversaries who aim to harm the country. We defend the United States from such threats while fiercely working to protect the privacy rights of U.S. persons. It's not either or, it's both," the statement said, end quote. And Jill says, "And that's the big lie. There is virtually no privacy in digital communications, except when you use encryption, and that isn't secure if they decide to apply some of their expensive computing power to decrypt your messages. So far, the only way to stymie this domestic spy is for everyone to start encrypting so that it overloads their computing system with all of the decryption necessary to process. Controlled members of Congress, especially those on the intelligence committees or past intelligence officials, are constantly being trotted out to defend NSA spying. A particularly devious tactic is to purposefully leak reports showing the agency had broken privacy rules and overstepped its authority thousands of times, but all accidental or minor in scope, and then get these experts of Congress, or patsies, to defend the spying. Do you get the picture of what these supposed leaks are trying to do? Fox News pretends to be arch conservative, but is really another shill for government aimed at the conservative audiences. And this is true in this recent piece of disinformation, which parrots the government spokesperson in the same article as above. It says, quote, "The NSA programs described by the Journal differ from the programs by former NSA contractor Edward Snowden in a series of leaks earlier this summer. Snowden described a program to acquire American phone records, as well as another program known as PRISM that made requests from Internet companies for stored data. By contrast, the Internet monitoring systems have the capability to track almost any online activity so long as it is covered by a broad court order." Joel says, "Not necessarily true. Both programs described here are just different parts of the broader total awareness system that scoops up everything. The FISA court has admitted that they don't have the capacity, nor do they even try to scrutinize everything the government does. They are just there to approve a few token warrants to mask the larger surveillance net, which is totally unregulated and undiscoverable by either Congress or the court." But there are lots of smaller admissions, adding more each day to the pacification plan. Here's something from the Associated Press, quote, "The National Security Agency declassified three secret court opinions Wednesday, showing how in one of its surveillance programs it scooped up as many as 56,000 emails and other communications by Americans not connected to terrorism annually over 3 years, revealed the error to the court, which ruled its actions unconstitutional," Joel comments, "but did nothing about it." Lastly, they've admitted to an overarching database called Main Core. The Wikipedia coverage was adequate enough to repeat here, Joel says. Quote, "Main Core is the code name of a database maintained since the 1980s by the federal government of the United States. Main Core contains personal and financial data of millions of U.S. citizens believed to be threats to national security. The data, which comes from the NSA, FBI, CIA, and other sources, is collected and stored without warrants or court orders. The database's name derives from the fact that it contains copies of the main core or essence of each item of intelligence information on Americans produced by the FBI and the other agencies of the U.S. intelligence community. The main core database is believed to have originated with the Federal Emergency Management Agency, FEMA, in 1982. Joel says, "Well, it does go back that far. Following Ronald Reagan's Continuity of Operations Plan outlined in the National Security Directive 69, entitled Enduring National Leadership, implemented in 1982 on September 14th. As of 2008, there were reportedly 8 million Americans listed in the database as possible threats, often for trivial reasons, whom the government may choose to track, question, or detain in a time of crisis," end quote. Joel says, "I think there are more than 8 million on their list, but even if there were only that many, there's no way all these citizens could be involved in terror. No, these are dissident lists that they're compiling, and that tells you where government is headed with all this." Well, as part of this surveillance state, it's interesting about the new Windows 8 program and a special surveillance chip that ties in with the operating system. While Microsoft long ago provided backdoors into their software products for easier government snooping, a new chip designed to work with Windows 8 just well may let them take control of your computer more easily. According to a leaked government document from Germany, who partnered in developing the story, there was once a high security chip, or what was once a high security chip has now become an NSA chip. Here's the story by Wolf Richter. Quote, "According to leaked internal documents from the German Federal Office for Information Security, BFI, that Die Zeit obtained, IT experts figured out that Windows 8, the touchscreen-enabled super-duper but sales-challenged Microsoft operating system, is outright dangerous for data security. It allows Microsoft to control the computer remotely through a built-in backdoor. Keys to that backdoor are likely accessible to the NSA. and, in an unintended ironic twist, perhaps even to the Chinese. The backdoor is called, quote-unquote, trusted computing. Developed and promoted by the Trusted Computing Group, funded a decade ago by the all-American tech companies AMD, Cisco, Hewlett-Packard, IBM, Intel, Microsoft, and Wave Systems. Its core element is a chip, the Trusted Platform Module, TPM, and an operating system designed for it, such as Windows 8. Trusted Computing Group has developed the specifications of how the chip and operating systems work together. Its purpose is digital rights management and computer security. Supposedly, the system decides if you have pirated software on your computer and then seeks to keep you from using that software, as well as illegal copies or viruses or Trojans, which would be disabled. The whole process, though, would be governed by Windows and through remote access by Microsoft. It would be easy for Microsoft or chip manufacturers to pass the backdoor keys to the NSA and allow it to control those computers. Oh no, Microsoft would never do that, we'd protest. Alas, Microsoft, as we have learned from the constant flow of revelations, informs the U.S. government of security holes in its product well before it issues fixes, so that government agencies can take advantage of the holes and get what they're looking for. Experts at the BSI, the Ministry of Economic Affairs, and the Federal Administration warned unequivocally against using computers with Windows 8 and TPM 2.0. One of the documents from early 2012 lamented, "Due to the loss of full sovereignty over the information technology, the security objectives of confidentiality and integrity can no longer be guaranteed," end quote. Joel says, "Yes, loss of sovereignty is important even at the computer level." Continuing, another document claims that Windows 8 with TPM 2.0 is already no longer usable. But Windows 7 can be operated safely until 2020, say the Germans. After that, other solutions will have to be found for the IT systems of the administration. The documents also show that the German government tried to influence the formation of the TPM 2.0 specifications, a common practice in processes that take years and many stakeholders, but was rebuffed. Others have gotten what they wanted, Dietzeit wrote, the NSA, for example. One of the last meetings between the TCG and various stakeholders, someone dropped the line, quote, "The NSA agrees," end quote. Joel says, meaning they got what they want and were part of the process. And so the TPM is a dream chip of the NSA. Perhaps even more ominously, he added, "The other realistic scenario is that TPM chip manufacturers don't sit within reach of the NSA, but within China's reach." Apple has phased out the surveillance chips in 2009. Linux doesn't comply with the standards, and Linux machines cannot use the technology. Joel says, "Everybody, it's time to switch to Linux." Well, moving on to other stories here, Dr. Stan.
Well, I just simply would point out to our listeners that there really are people who want a dictatorship. They want to know everything going on in your home. If you have a laptop computer, a more modern one, it has a camera in it, it has a microphone in it, and they can alter that so they can watch you and listen to what you're saying. This is not imaginary. It is real. We are moving towards a surveillance society with cameras on every corner, people being watched by drones and being other computers, everything they write or say being recorded indefinitely on these massive computers. They want dossiers on everybody in America, everybody in the world. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan, and it just keeps on increasing the amount of ease and transfer of information to the central core of the government. You know, with these revelations about main core and going back to 1982, with collusion between all of the different agencies in the federal government there storing the critical data on each of the Americans that are supposedly threats to national security, of course. You know, this goes back to the Ronald Reagan administration, and we are only just now getting glimpses into what's been going on. This has been going on since World War II, you know, clear back when they had taps into each of the telecommunication hubs across the United States, you know, when they partnered with Bell Telephone Company and all of the major telecoms at that time and had access to most of the electronic communication between Americans. So this isn't going away anytime soon, and it definitely seems like the news stories from the past couple of weeks that have been drumming about it are in fact meant to put people to sleep in our analysis, and they are not getting...
And when they say, well, the NSA listened to a couple of thousands of conversations, they're simply lying. They make these concessions to cover up what they're really doing.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on! RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton is honoring our armed forces. They're the people who have kept our country free for over 200 years. It's the members of our nation's military who have sacrificed so we can enjoy the freedoms our Constitution guarantees. They deserve our salute. This tribute is from RGK Custom Flooring in Eaton. Give Kurt a call at 970-539-6113. That's 970-539-6113. Reminding everyone that we live in the land of the free, thanks to the brave.
The name is Patriot Trading Group, and the website is allamericangold.com. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice President of the Patriot Trading Group, and we handle American gold for the American people because that's who we are, and that's who we care about. So if you want your portfolio to help you get the job done, or if you want your IRA to be safe from Wall Street and the paper markets and your kids' future to be protected, then call us, the Patriot Trading Group, at 800-951-0592. You'll be glad you did.
Walker Manufacturing Company reminds drivers school is almost in season again. Remember, children are not always mindful of traffic hazards. It is up to you, the driver, to watch out for children, especially when entering school zones and playground areas. Always watch for the crossing guard's instructions. That's Walker Manufacturing Company at 5925th East Harmony in Fort Collins. In the business world, there are certain companies that stand out and attain a position of leadership and trust, whose community expertise and years of servicing the community has given them their fine reputation. Call 970-221-5614. That's 970-221-5614.
No state shall enter into any treaty, alliance, or confederation, grant letters of marque or reprisal, coin money, emit bills of credit, make anything but gold and silver coin a tender in payment of debts, pass any bill of attainder, ex post facto law, or law impairing the obligation of contracts, or grant any title of nobility. Article 1, Section 10.
Well, Dr. Stan, our guest this morning is Andrew Skousen from World Affairs Brief. And, Andrew, would you tell our listeners how they could subscribe to World Affairs Brief and get the weekly dissertation your dad puts out?
Yeah.
And then how people could get in, the books that you have that Joel has written on strategic relocation or a secure home or building a secure room in your home. Because, ladies and gentlemen, we're moving towards cataclysmic times, whether it's going to be an economic collapse, whether it's going to be an EMP attack, I don't know what it is. But I can tell you we're living in very uncertain times, and people should begin making preparations. I will tell you I know people who live in Washington, D.C., and work at the highest levels of our government, and they are making preparations, and they have actually gotten areas they can go to outside Washington, D.C. and the metropolitan areas where they and their families could be safe. They understand what's going on. The tragedy is that most people don't. Go right ahead, Andrew.
That's right, Dr. Stan. And it's been quite eye-opening to hear a few reports about some of the government officials, both back east as well as around the Denver area in in Colorado that are making serious preparations on their own parts at their own homesteads or in more secret bunker locations out there. And yet,
could you speak just a little bit louder?
Yes, certainly. And they always denigrate people such as those in the prepper movement or with these reality TV shows where they are secretly sort of mocking the people that are making all these extra preparations.
Well, let me just comment briefly on that. I mean, we heard certainly about the Office of Homeland Security purchasing 1.6 billion rounds of soft point ammunition. Ladies and gentlemen, the elite are making preparations for themselves. And certainly if you doubt that, you can go to your search engine and look up Alex Jones' underground preparations or Jesse Ventura underground preparations, or Joel Skousen has written about this. I happen to know an editor of a paper in Sonoma, I think it is, who actually hiked into the wilderness area close to his home and found that they were putting in an underground facility there. Certainly Bob Fletcher, who is a frequent guest on our program, has researched this. There's no question the elite have set aside massive amounts of food for themselves and for their families, and yet they tend to ridicule anybody else who's doing anything. It was in February of 2011, where for a period perhaps of 3 or 4 months, you couldn't buy dehydrated or freeze-dried food because the government was stockpiling, setting in massive stockpiles where there was nothing to worry about. Why are they laying in supplies, and who are those supplies for? Believe me, ladies and gentlemen, that is for the elite, not for the common people, who, if they are preparing, they ridicule. And ladies and gentlemen, you must understand, they know what the future holds, but they don't want you to know or make preparations. Go right ahead.
That's right, Dr. Stan, which is why we have worked hard to try to help people in the preparedness community get prepared in the proper ways. We've written a couple of books. The first is Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places. This outlines most of the strategic threats that we see toward Americans and people around the world, really, including natural disasters all the way up to a future nuclear war, and where we think the most probable nuclear strikes will occur in the U.S., and then how to relocate away from the hot spots and the big areas of social unrest that we foresee in the U.S. Once people get to a more secure area or work out some kind of a retreat scenario for themselves, then they should begin the preparation process themselves, which it would probably be best to get one of the excellent books out there on the market. Our book, The Secure Home, is quite a good volume about securing the entire house and then making preparations inside to secure your stockpile. It's not just enough to stock up on a lot of food and supplies if you don't secure them from just being taken away from you during times of social unrest. And if people are just planning on doing a single secure room inside of an existing home, they should get our most recently updated book, The High Security Shelter. And all of these books can help people, find a strategic spot and then secure it and sort of keep a low profile away from things. But it's hard to know exactly when hard times are coming, and for that we recommend that people get our weekly news service, The World Affairs Brief, where we are constantly analyzing what's going on around the world and update people with our prognosis for when things are going to go bad, and also dispel myths about some of the hype that's out there that collapse is imminent at some of these immediate times. And for that, we recommend people go to our website, worldaffairsbrief.com, and there it's very easy to sign up for the brief. It's a modest fee for a whole year subscription, and they get this analysis into their email box every week. So that is what
worldaffairsbrief.com. worldaffairsbrief.com. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Yes, and then that has links to joelskousen.com, which has all of the books there, which they could purchase directly through PayPal, or they can just call you at Radio Liberty, right, Dr. Stan?
That's right. It's 1-800-544-8927, 1-800-544-8927, for the book Strategic Relocation or Building Certainly a Safe Room or Certainly a... there's actually three books. What are the titles of the three books?
The Secure Home, The High Security Shelter, and Strategic Relocation, North American Guide to Safe Places.
And they're all, certainly we carry all of them. We think they're important. And there are people all across America who are getting them. Begin, ladies and gentlemen, making your preparations. We're living in perilous times. Because America's turned its back on God, America is no longer a Christian nation, and I tremble for my country when I reflect that God is just, and His justice will not sleep forever. Go right ahead.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, the next story in the brief is about the Bradley Manning verdict, which doesn't account for the injustices he suffered. The media, of course, tried to spin this story away from the injustice toward Bradley Manning by focusing on the declaration that he is both gay and feels like a woman. But the inimitable Pepe Escobar made short work of that to concentrate on the arrogance and deception of quote-unquote American justice. He says, quote, "The 35-year sentence just slapped on Bradley Manning may be seen as a perverse expression of American exceptionalism. The message conveyed by the U.S. government is clear. If any of you, however free and brave, believe you're exceptional enough to share confidential information about national security with the media and American and global public opinion, you will be punished without mercy. It does not matter, as the Government Accountability Project detailed, that Manning's action did not physically harm anyone in the U.S., apart from Washington's ever-vanishing credibility, or that he was informing about dirty practices and even atrocities. Joel says, actually, WikiLeaks filtered out the really secret examples of government engaging in conspiracy and collusion with terror and our future enemies. Continuing Pepe Escobar. His quote-unquote reward was a trial in a kangaroo court.
Hold the thought. We'll be back in a moment here with Andrew Strauss.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareconstruction.com.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Hi, I'm Double A Aaron at Ehrlich Toyota on Highway 34 and 47th Avenue in Greeley. We offer a great selection of new and used vehicles at very competitive prices. I wanted to support the unique programming on this very important radio station and convince the dealership to help me. Give me a shot at earning your business when considering your next vehicle. I will treat you fairly and give you the respect I would want. Call me, Double A Aaron, at Ehrlich Toyota at 970-339-3900. That's 970-339-3900.
Well, Dr. Stan back here for the last segment of our program. Go right ahead, Andrew.
Thank you, Dr. Stan. Well, we're talking about Bradley Manning and the 35 years that were slapped on him over being one of the true patriots to try to protect our liberties. You know, it strikes me, Dr. Stan, that we see all these protect our troops, liberty is not free, think a serviceman out there. But in my mind, it's people like Snowden and Manning right now who are actually the ones who are out there protecting our freedom. They're the ones that are really putting their lives on the line for us, for our few remaining liberties. Pepe Escobar had these comments about the trial of Bradley, or the result of the trial of Bradley Manning. Quote, "As for another myth of American exceptionalism, a quote-unquote free press, it's already been 6 feet under for a while. While he was court-martialed, Manning detailed how he first tried to hand over the leaks to the New York Times and the Washington Post. He was imperially ignored. A case can be made that the U.S. government would at least think twice about prosecuting a source protected by that voice of the establishment, the New York Times. Manning, though, became a WikiLeaks source, and the U.S. government revealed its hand. This organization is not a real member of the quote-unquote free press because it is led by what prosecutors described as information anarchist Julian Assange. It's only free press when we say so. Yet for American and global public opinion, it's obvious where real journalism is being practiced these days," end quote. Joel says, "The point about the free press is what we say it is was backed up by none other than Senator Dianne Feinstein this week. In an attempt to limit who qualifies as a journalist under the Senate, quote-unquote, or under the Senate shield law, Senate Bill 987, she submitted an amendment that adds new requirements to be considered a real journalist, that they be either salaried or at least affiliated with a mainstream news entity. Requiring that an individual be salaried is a problem. So many journalists work part-time or freelance. She was purposefully targeting self-published internet news websites, blogs, and news commentary sources, which often have no employees. All of us would be ineligible for protection under the First Amendment, as they intend." Julian Assange had this commentary on the Manning sentence, quote, "While the defense should be proud of their tactical victory, only 32 years instead of 105 or a death sentence, it should be remembered that Mr. Manning's trial and conviction is an affront to basic concepts of Western justice. On Mr. Manning's arrest in May 2010, he was immediately subjected to punitive incarceration by the U.S. government, which was found to be cruel, inhuman, and degrading by the U.N. Special Rapporteur on Torture, Juan Mendez, and even found to be unlawful by U.S. military courts. The only just outcome in Mr. Manning's case is his unconditional release, compensation for the unlawful treatment he has undergone, and a serious commitment to investigating the wrongdoing his alleged disclosures have brought to light. Mr. Manning's treatment has been intended to send a signal to people of conscience in the U.S. government who might seek to bring wrongdoing to light. This strategy has spectacularly backfired, as recent months have proven. Instead, the Obama administration is demonstrating that there is no place in its system for people of conscience and principle. As a result, there will be 1,000 more Bradley Mannings," end quote. Joel says, "I don't think so. I think the ruthlessness the U.S. has shown in dealing with both Manning and Snowden will be a successful deterrent to more leaks. How much more is necessary? If the U.S. isn't already outraged by the last few months' revelations about total government disregard for the law, what else is there? When the information the U.S. is compiling on patriots is complete and war gives them the excuse to start locking people up, confiscating weapons and taking away bank accounts and property, it will certainly wake up millions. But by then, it will be too late to stop. It probably already is. Well, Dr. Stan, let's move on to one last story here, which I want to cover, which is about the false flag sarin gas attacks in Syria, Damascus. It seems like the U.S. and the Syrian rebels will stop at nothing to see that the quote-unquote red line of chemical weapons use is crossed to justify U.S. direct intervention in Syria. This week, civilians in rebel-controlled territories near Damascus were subjected to a nerve gas attack that killed an estimated 500. As if the horror of nerve gas wasn't enough, even the numbers of deaths are grossly exaggerated to bolster the propaganda value. Reuters repeated the propaganda. Quote, Syria's opposition accused President Bashar al-Assad's forces of gassing many hundreds of people, by one report as many as 1,300 on Wednesday, in what would, if confirmed, be the world's worst chemical weapons attack in decades, end quote. Joel says, this was carefully planned by the opposition to coordinate with the arrival of UN chemical weapons investigators who arrived in Damascus just 3 days ago so they could observe things. But this fact also reveals that it was a false flag attack, since it's impossible to think that the Syrian government would be so stupid as to allow UN chemical weapons inspectors into the country right before they launch a flagrant chemical weapon attack against civilians. The evidence of every past gas attack in Syria has pointed to the Syrian rebels, and this one is no exception. Continuing the Reuters quote, the head of the opposition Syrian National Coalition said Assad's forces had carried out a massacre. This is a chance for the UN inspectors to see with their own eyes this massacre and know that this regime is a criminal one, Ahmed Jarba said, end quote. Joel says, but it has never been a useful military tactic to use gas on guerrillas, especially when they're intermixed in urban area warfare. Nerve gas is simply too indiscriminate a weapon. Damascus has Assad supporters in this disputed area.
And I would like to comment that it is the rebels that we are backing and financing who use that gas to kill the civilians, and they're trying to use that to justify America sending troops in. We are financing the people who are responsible for that slaughter, and the indifference of the American people to what our foreign policy is doing will one day, of course, resonate across our own nation. God bless. Thanks so much, Andrew. Talk to you next week.
Thank you, Dr. Stan.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com. And let us consider one another in order to stir up love and good works, not forsaking the assembling of ourselves together as is the manner of some, but exhorting one another, and so much more as you see the day approaching. This is Pastor Michael Golden. My wife Danny and I would like to invite you to join us at the Voice of Many Waters Congregation for Amikra HaKodesh, a holy convocation, every Saturday, Shabbat, at 1 p.m. at 3J's Christian Coffee House, 21 North Parish Avenue in Johnstown. We'll be having praise and worship, fellowship, midrash teaching and study time, followed by an oneg. Check out our website at www.amikrahakodesh.com.
voiceofmanywaters.org. That's voiceofmanywaters.org. Or call us at 1-303-522-3562. Let us hold fast the confession of our hope without wavering, for he who promised is faithful.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, Andrew was talking about the gas attack in Syria, a horrible situation, hundreds of civilians killed, but who was responsible? If it turned out that the rebels were responsible, because this occurred in a rebel-controlled area, and the rebels, of course, want to an incident to justify American troop involvement, but it turns out that the rebels were responsible, well, we hold the American officials and the CIA officials who were financing those rebels, will they be held responsible for the gas attack? Ladies and gentlemen, they're looking for an excuse to justify expanded American involvement in the Syrian war, and this is a pattern that's been used over and over and over again, whether it be the false flag attack, the Gulf of Tonkin incident that was used to get us into the Vietnam War, whether it would certainly be the attack on the World Trade Center and those with controlled demolitions that used to get us into the attack on going to war with Afghanistan, whether it would be the phony propaganda that they put out in World War I about German atrocities that didn't exist, whether it would be World War II, where all during the war, American corporations were in Germany building the weapons for the Nazis, but we never talk about that. American banks like Brown Brothers Harriman, headed by Prescott Bush and George Herbert Walker, funding the Nazis both before and during World War II. And now they want us to believe, oh, Assad is stupid enough to use poison gas, knowing full well this could justify American involvement. Ladies and gentlemen, I believe, of course, the CIA is working to find an excuse to increase American involvement in that tragic civil war, which we are financing in Syria today. And believe me, one day God is going to bring judgment on the good people of America, who are just so busy we can't be concerned about what our forces are doing and what our money is being used for throughout the world. We're in Syria, we're financing the rebels, and they've killed over 100,000 people. Are you concerned? Are you really concerned? Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're involved in a spiritual battle, and you can't understand anything going on today unless you understand the powerful spiritual forces at work. That's why you need to read my book, Brotherhood of Darkness. That's Brotherhood of Darkness. You get it by calling 1-800-544-8927. And once you read it, you'll begin to understand what is really going on in the world, not what you're going to read in the New York Times or the Washington Post or Time Magazine, because they're all part of what I call the Brotherhood. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. And you can listen to our programs there. As you know, we do 5 hours of talk radio a day, and 4 hours is certainly reproduced there, and programs are available. Archived 24 hours a day. You can watch the free DVDs. You can read the newsletters. Get a grasp of what's going on, and then commit yourself in this truly spiritual battle that's being waged for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And believe me, ladies and gentlemen, Christian civilization is under threat today. America is no longer a Christian nation. Look and see what our courts are doing. Look and see what's going on in Washington, D.C. Congressmen are speaking out, and you're never going to hear about it because the media is tightly controlled in America. And time after time, people will get up and give magnificent speeches in Washington, D.C., and you'll never hear about them. Why? Because, of course, there is an organized effort to conceal the truth from the American people. Go to our website, get the material we have on thought control and what's going on today. Understand that our reality is created by the people who control the media. And if you haven't read the book, The New Media Monopoly, you need to get it. It's available by calling 1-800-544-8927. Until Monday at the same time, please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, our provision of protection.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb.
Is it me, or have you noticed that personal service is becoming a thing of the past? Is a big store with untrained personnel, or going to a vitamin store and finding several brands of the same herbal product, all at different prices? You don't need to be